Welcome to the Faith and Life Christmas Eve Devotion, a part of the Advent Devotional Series from the book, Living Every Day is Christmas Eve. You can find the book and more devotional and educational resources at www.schultheconsulting.com. Kimberly Poole, your scripture reader, Jermaine Griffith, your prayer reader, and me, John Schulte, devotional leader, are thankful to have you listening with us and wish you the comfort and joy of living every day as Christmas Eve.
Revelation chapter 22, verses 12 through 17 and verse 20. Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to every man according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, so that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter by the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, and the sorcerers, and the immoral persons, and the murderers, and the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices lying. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let the one who hears say, Come. And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes take the water without cost. He who testifies to these things says, Yes, I am coming quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
The Christian life is really living every day like Christmas Eve, with the joyful expectation that Jesus, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, could come at any moment. His appearance may not only be as the Savior, but also, and it may seem ominous, as Judge. After all, He is the totality of life, the beginning and the end. But for Christians, this dual role of Savior and Judge is the joyful part. St. John records for us why we should be joyful. Jesus said, Blessed are those who wash their robes, so that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter by the gates. This symbolizes the forgiveness of our sins and the eternal life that is ours through Christ. So, no worries for us. We can live every day knowing that the instant Christ returns, our celebration of eternal life begins. For those outside the gates, who have not washed their robes, Christmas Eve is more like the hand of the doomsday clock positioned at 11:59 p.m. However, even at this late hour and with Christ's advent so imminent, the invitation is still given. The Holy Spirit and the Bride of Christ, His Church, say, Come, whoever is thirsty, whoever wishes, whoever is willing to hear can come, like us, without cost. It is a free gift, the grace of God paid through the blood and sacrifice of the root and descendant of David. It is still possible for those who wish to take the living water and never thirst again. Those who do accept the Spirit's invitation will join us on Christmas Day, and together we will see and celebrate the bright and morning star.
Lord Jesus, although believers celebrate your life every day, there is still something very special about the Christmas season. It is the one time when the world is focused on your birth and the Church Universal celebrates in harmony and fellowship. It is a time and an opportunity for unbelievers to reconsider who Jesus is and what he meant to the history of the world. We are grateful for the beautiful music and hymns that fill the air at Christmas and cause even the most hardened among us to sing along and experience moments of unexpected peace and joy. All around us there is a renewal of the spirit of giving and serving. We pray that hearts would be unable to resist what they know deep down to be true. God exists and Jesus is the true Messiah. We pray that when you reveal sin in the lives of the proud and rebellious, the response would be sincere repentance and a prayer for forgiveness. For it is hard to imagine in this day that one does not recognize the complete brokenness of man, the cruelty of his acts, and the dire need for a sovereign Savior. We await your birth, Jesus, the greatest event in all of human history, thankful to be set apart from this world and grateful to be a part of yours.
Schulte Consulting Services, educational growth and business development.